I'm now reading an article that goes into a little bit more detail about Justin Fields going to the Steelers. And I just want to say this, though.
I still don't get that, man. Didn't they sign Russ?
Hold on, fool. I don't understand. Yeah, maybe I need to look at Kenny Pickett contract or something. But I don't understand how Kenny Pickett can go for a third, but Justin Fields can go for a fourth to sixth round pick. I'm confused. Really? Kenny Pickett? Third round pick? That's crazy. That's too high. You overpaid for Kenny Pickett, Philly. Which I'm not like, I mean, wrong. Philly is a good organization. Like, they, you know, Howie Rose making good moves. Like, I'm not knocking it, but I just don't get how the Eagles could give up a third round pick for Kenny Pickett, and like the Raiders couldn't give up a third round pick for Justin Fields. The Broncos couldn't give a third round pick for Justin Fields. The Seahawks couldn't give a third round pick for Justin Fields. The list goes on. Teams, and then let's go with teams that could compete. The Vikings, no third, like they couldn't give a third round pick for Justin Fields. Who else needs a quarterback? I mean, there's just so many other. The Patriots could have paid. Didn't you say that? Or maybe somebody else said that. Like a third round pick for Justin Fields, and that way you don't even have to draft a quarterback. I get it though. He would be on a rookie contract, but you could always flip that pick, like how I was saying to you yesterday or the day before yesterday. So it's like, I'm actually really disgusted. I'm disgusted with the league. Like I'm happy for the Steelers though. They got a steal. Sixth round pick that may become a fourth round pick. Yeah, okay. Wait, was it a fifth? Yeah, six. It's a sixth round pick that could become a fourth round pick if Fields plays 51% of the Steelers snaps, which we will get into in a second. But I'm disgusted with the league. That's unfortunate for. I think it's unfortunate for Fields that the perception on him is sixth to fourth round pick, and Kenny Pickett is third round pick. I can't believe. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna let you touch on that, and then I'm gonna go into the playing time and what this means for Russ and all the other good stuff.
You couldn't hear me, huh?
No.
I was just talking, and all I heard seen was a text like, "Where you at?" I'm like, "What?"
But you heard everything I said though.
Yeah, no, I was saying.
Oh, go ahead.
Basically, let me just reiterate. So yeah. I was saying to piggyback, like kind of piggyback off what you were saying. It's a bunch of teams that could have given up a third or a fourth round pick for him. Like, I'm confused as to why they were like. That's why I'm like, were the Steelers and the Bears like in serious trade talks already? Well, or
can like, let me cut you off right there, real quick, because the fact that you bring that up, I think that Ryan Poles and the front office of the Bears, I can give them a little bit of kudos because they sent Justin to Pittsburgh. I know a whole bunch of other teams could have sent a sixth-round pick that could have became a fourth. And I don't have sources or anything behind that, but I think that there were some teams – I believe that there were some teams that were trying to throw this same kind of deal. And I don't think that if Justin went to those teams – it would have been an ideal situation for him. I think him being in Pittsburgh is solid. But go ahead and finish. I think Ryan Poles did him a solid.
I don't know. With the signing of Russ, what you think? Like,
Russ on a one-year deal. Justin Fields is got at least another decade in this league.
No, minimum. But I'm saying, but what you think? What you think going to be – who do you believe is going to be the starting quarterback? Because of the 1 year deal, kind of, you know, like, was that's it like
a good question,
they wasn't signing Russ originally, like on the 1 year to like be like a veteran backup. They
were
like,
"Check this out, bro. I understand."
We both know who we would start, but I'm saying like, what do you?
I'm starting, but yeah, I would start. Listen. Obviously, I would want Fields to start because the more reps he gets with the first team, the better. Then you get a real evaluation of him, if you whether or not you want to pick up that fifth year option, or move him again, anything like that. But who gives the who? Okay, when you ask me who I think should start, who gives the Steelers the best chance to win this season, it's Russell. It's Russell, but because of the amount of, I just think it'll be easier for him to fit in that offense right now. Like, if they put Justin as the spearhead of that offense, they have to low-key change the offense. They have to kind of mold it around him and his skill set. And I think that offense right now, when you got Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, and George Pickens on the outside and Pat Freiermuth, don't get me wrong, that's actually tailor-made for Justin Fields to thrive, a running heavy scheme with the
Do they still got Deontay?
No, they traded him to Carolina. And then
I know they other boy gone.
I think this is a good though. Man, learn behind Russ. I think Russ will start. Learn behind Russ. And I believe if there is buzz in training camp about Fields looking better than Russ, but Russ is still the starter, that at some point this season we will see Fields start maybe one or two, maybe three games. I don't think they'll break the 51% playing time threshold unless, you know, Russ gets hurt, which could happen to a quarterback of his age.
Or he starts playing ass.
Mm-hmm. But if he starts playing bad, then obviously throw Fields in. But, yeah, I think Russ is the starter, is the safer pick to start, and so they can get a clear evaluation of what Fields can do for them. And with George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth, because he got to get some first-team reps. That wouldn't be right. That would not be right. He just – bro. DJ Moore, and I just said this, DJ Moore, you know, yesterday or the day before, DJ Moore and Cole Kmet had career seasons with Justin Fields, with the Bears. So, I'm just saying. Who you think going to start? Who you think should start?
Who do I think is going to start? Russ. That's why I was asking, because it was a one-year deal. That's why I was saying I was kind of confused, right. You know, right. by the trade. But, I mean, they could be, like, you know, because it's a one-year deal, they could have traded for their quarterback of the future, kind of like a Jordan Love situation, you know? Like Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers situation. Right. Like, just kind of like, you know, let Russ play. So, I think Russ is going to start. And unless he plays horrific, you know, he's going to start for the whole season. Like, it's just – I mean, and Justin Fields is going to have somebody to learn off of, you know? And you know how the Steelers are. They quick to switch out a quarterback. Right. They switch you out fast. So I'm pretty sure Justin Fields is going to get some playing time. No disrespect to Russ. Not saying he can't bounce back or nothing, but he is old. He relied mostly when he was younger on being able to escape and everything. He can't really do that as much. What? We're going to see. And that line. So we will see.
We got the first. Okay, yeah. And then I was going to say, they have the option, like they have to pick up his fifth-year option by the end of this offseason. So, you know, it's good. I mean, I think they should have brought him in sooner, but I mean – I guess better late than never, because, you know, at the end of this year, they'll decide if they're going to keep Fields. Well, at the end of the offseason, they're going to decide if they're going to pick up that fifth year option, and that will determine, honestly, that will say a lot to me. If they pick up that fifth year option, that means Fields is undoubtedly going to be a strong candidate for the QB1 job in Pittsburgh next year. I don't see anybody that's really going to come in and usurp him if they pick up that fifth-year option. Russ won't be back unless Russ just plays out of his mind. Unless Russ just play out of his mind, bro. We talking like 30-plus touchdowns and single-digit interceptions.
Like eight interceptions, 30 and eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. I don't see that happening. I just don't. So, yeah. Besides, Fields brings more explosivity to this offense, and we know that. Well, but
and they ain't had a run. They ain't had a running quarterback.
And Mike Tomlin and them, they smart. They know that they're not just gonna throw bro out there right away. And on top of that, they might want to replace Najee Harris. So, and offensive line, all that good stuff. So yeah, good. I think it's good for Justin. I wish he could have went somewhere that he could have just been starting, but better than the Bears. Better than the Bears.
Where do you feel like he could have went?
Minnesota. He could have been starting immediately. Justin Jefferson.
I mean, somewhere Addison. Realistic. You know, what you mean? Well, they're not trading in. Who did they? They're not trading in their conference.
They got T.J. Hockenson from the Lions, and he been killing. And
I mean, I'm talking about the Bears, though. They supposed to be the staple of that division. And the Packers, I guess. Yeah, the Packers. I give it to the Packers. But you know the Bears, you know. You know what I'm saying. They supposed to be one of the top dogs in that division. All right, so.
I get what you're saying.
I don't know how to put it in words. You kind of get what I'm saying.
But.
What's that?
But, yeah, no. Realistically, I don't want to say Denver could have overinvested because they've invested so much. They need to rebuild. And then the Raiders.
Who's their quarterback?
The Raiders. He could have just went to, he could, the Raiders could have, bro, and him, Justin Fields in Las Vegas. Also, I kind of wanted to talk about teams who I felt like, based on this, not talk about, but a list, like a certain list of teams that I felt weren't serious about winning based on this offseason alone. Like, just based off the moves or lack thereof in this offseason, I can tell this list of teams is not serious about winning a title in the next 2 or 3 years. I just don't see it. And I'm going to start with the obvious one, Carolina Panthers. They're not serious.
Not with those pickups? You don't like those additions?
What pickups? Like, two, you signed, like, I think you overpaid for two guards, but okay. You still need a center. And then Deontay Johnson is a great number two receiver. Great. Yes, sir. Number two receiver. You don't have a true number one. Like, I hope you get one in the draft, but, you know, you don't have a first-round pick this year thanks to that. I mean, David Tapper has been awful. He's been awful as an owner. I can't even hold, bro. He's just been shuffling through coaches. It looked like there's no real culture. And
do you trust Bryce Young?
Nope. And I don't trust Bryce Young because of the – he is on course.
So do you draft a quarterback?
Hold on. He's on course to be, like, in that Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson type of situation. It's looking that bad right now. That's what it's looking – it's looking like it's headed for that, where a really talented quarterback or somebody who we thought was really talented is put in a really bad situation.
Yeah, because I still like Zach Wilson for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, right?
Behind, I really don't know why.
You still think he could make some shake, right?
I really don't know why, though. I really don't. Because he flashed.
Because he flashed. Like, Darnold didn't flash.
Well, Darnold, I don't know.
I never believed him.
Yeah, never.
Zach Wilson flashed a little bit.
Wilson, he low-key showed me a little something. I ain't gonna lie.
Put Zach Wilson on the 49ers, like, I'm talking about from a couple years ago, like, put Zach Wilson from a couple years ago on the 49ers, he'd be in a totally different – I'm not saying top 10. I'm saying, but he'd be in a totally different situation. Like, he'd be top 15 for sure. Like, top 15, 16, 17, somewhere for sure in that range. So, like
– Definitely could be a game manager.
So, Bryce Young with the lack of pieces around him and the fact that they just traded the best part of their team, which was the defense. Jeremy Chinn is gone. Brian Burns was traded for a second and the fifth instead of two first-round picks that you were offered last season.
Why the fuck did they get rid of Chinn?
I don't know.
What was the point of that? Like, there was no
– So that they at the top. After that, I don't really have a particular order.
Okay. Well, I know my team's in there.
Okay. And then I wish Makai was around for this because the Cowboys are definitely on this list.
They didn't make no moves.
They on this. Eric Kendricks does not move any needles for me, bro. I didn't even want him on the 49ers. I'm glad you didn't come to the 49ers. I don't care that you didn't come to the 49ers. Leonard Floyd, I'll take that.
I forgot they signed Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, so what else y'all got? Y'all let Tony Pollard go. Y'all didn't get Derrick Henry. You didn't get Saquon. And you didn't get Josh Jacobs. And you didn't get Deontay Johnson. You didn't get you don't got Mike Williams. You didn't get Keenan Allen. You didn't get Calvin Ridley. I'm not worried about y'all. No, I'm not. Like, Tyron Smith is in New York now in the Jets. I think Tyler Biadasz, y'all center, is gone. I'm not worried. I'm really not, bro. I can keep going, but I'm not.
They're getting Trayvon Diggs back though.
Dorrance Armstrong, one of the dudes on the line, is in Washington now with Dan Quinn. So okay, let me stop. And then next team, because we know Dallas ain't doing nothing for real.
Kind of shitted on him a little bit though.
It's okay. It's okay. They bro, fan. I know the Cowboys fans are getting on them way more than I am.
Hey, like, no cap. Hey, I was seeing that. They was like another offseason, no moves, huh?
The last team on, because I almost forgot that I was starting this list. The last team on the list is the Atlanta Falcons. And
what's wrong with them?
Yeah, nah, bro. And yeah, no, I'm not fooled. I'm not fooled by this.
You don't like that?
What you mean don't like it? I hate it. Because if you were serious about bro, this team not at the most.
That boy Kirk Cousins gonna give him like 8-9 wins, man.
Bro. At the most, this team could do is a conference championship. Maybe that's a strong maybe, bro. Because of Kirk Cousins, if this team was serious about winning, they'd have paid 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson last year. Simple as that. It's simple as that. You don't go out and pay a quarterback just coming off of ACL to $100 million. Mind you, I don't care if he's not mobile; he still needs to plant his foot to drive the ball. So. He needs to recover. You gave him 100 million.
At this point, Atlanta just wants somebody that's going to give Kyle Pitts the ball. No, bro,
I don't. That's a BS. That's BS, bro.
Okay.
That's BS. I'm not here for it.
Bro.
Because Lamar could have been on this team. Justin Fields could have been on this team. And they could have been leading this charge. Not Kirk Cousins. You're not serious about winning, and you just signed Kirk Cousins. Because the Vikings didn't win. The Commanders didn't win.
I'm not going to lie. They could have got Justin Fields, bro.
Straight up, bro. And then on top of that,
Justin Fields with that team, Bijan. Oh my God, Drake.
Let's be real. A lot of that money that was like, okay, the Vikings when Kirk signed with the Vikings, a lot of the money was invested into the offense. TJ Hockenson was acquired and signed. I forget how the rest of that money was being allocated, but like they did that defense wasn't that good.
Jetta's making a lot of money, man.
No, he you know, they negotiating his contract. They negotiating his contract right now. That's what I'm saying. And then they drafted Jordan Addison, so they couldn't even keep Kirk Cousins even if they wanted to with that team. And let me finish about the Falcons. The Falcons, yeah, I don't believe it. And don't get me wrong, fantasy wise, I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. Drake London loading, bro. I'm getting all Drake London stocks.
And I'm getting Kyle Pitts again this year.
Hey, you know, do what you gotta do, bro. I ain't gonna do what you gotta do. I'm saying Drake London. Drake, that's my boy.
You know, Kirk like them tight ends, man.
And if I'm giving, he gonna
throw that shit up though. I ain't gonna lie, for Drake London, he gonna throw that shit up. And he love doing that.
And if I'm giving you a fantasy, you know, analysis perspective, this is. Drake London is a bigger receiver than Justin Jefferson. So you talking about, you know, if we remember that Bills game where Kirk just threw it up to Justin Jefferson for that legendary catch.
But that's what I'm getting. You know what I was getting. Why you think I said he gonna throw that? He gonna just throw up that prayer.
I like Mooney too, though. If Mooney could, I think Mooney could be good in this offense, like with a quarterback that can really be accurate and give him the ball with a good offensive line. But Bijan is gonna be a top five. I think Bijan is going to be a top five pick in fantasy drafts overall, not top five running back, top five pick. Like he might end up being one of the first three players taken. You think the Colts serious about winning right now?
I think that we're on a straight line path. Our division is getting tougher and tougher. And we need to keep up. Like the Jaguars is not, they're clearly going to get, you know, there is a problem. Like, we got our quarterback.
That's the Texans, bro. It's not the Jags. It's the Texans. That's the problem.
I don't like saying them. I don't like, you know, that's really, you know.
If you ask me, bro, if you asking me, bro, like, if you ask me in order, like, if going into the.
We know this. We know Tennessee. Just
no. If you ask me going into this year, yes. The AFC South, who I think. If you ask me to rank the AFC South, I'm going to go Houston 1.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to get mad
at you. I'm not putting Tennessee at 2 because...
I said Tennessee is last.
But I'm saying, no, I'm not. No, this is what I'm saying, though. I'm saying I wouldn't put Tennessee at 2. I wouldn't even, you know, like, because Calvin really don't move me like that. Like, I know a lot of people would say, like, oh, Calvin really just ain't Will Levis. He finna throw the ball a lot. You know, Tony Pollard, all these, like, all them, those just names. Like, those just names, bro. They didn't even have a good offensive line last year. So, the only reason why I just don't think the Jaguars.
Tennessee sneaky, okay. Bro. I ain't gonna lie. Tennessee sneaky.
I'm gonna say Texans, Jaguars, Colts, but it's close. Because the Jaguars fell off last year.
Texas cannot fuck with us, bro. AR-15 was fucking them over, bro. He don't shut. Oh my god, that's why I'm so bad. That's why I didn't want to mention them. But they nice. They did they shit though. They did they shit. They represented for us in the playoffs. I give it to them. Like, but they can't fuck with AR-15. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can go look at the tape. They could not fuck with that boy. He needs to learn how to slide. That's his problem. He one of them Cam Newton type things. He gonna get out the league real fast if he don't learn how to slide. But he nasty though. He got the arm. He strong. He you know. But
I don't know. I think I don't. I'm just picking the Texans because Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, Stingley, Petrie. They got a core on that defense. The offense is great. Like, offensive line is good. Tight end is a veteran. Nico Collins.
Our line not nasty?
Huh?
Our line not good?
Which line? What side?
The left side.
I'm talking about.
Left side. Quitting him on that side. You know? You feel? I don't know about the right, but you know. Left, we good on that side.
I'd rather have Jonathan Taylor than Joe Mixon for sure behind the. Okay, yeah, okay, for sure. Okay, if I, you know, comparing the skills positions, I think Nico Collins and Michael Pippen, that's a wash. I think Taylor is better than Mixon though, and Pierce combined. I don't think that's even a question. Like, Taylor got so much talent.
Taylor's like, nasty, bro. We wasting it, bro. That's why I'm like, we need to come on.
I'm gonna say Richardson and Stroud. I wanted to say Wash, but I'm gonna give it to Stroud because we seen him.
We seen more. Yeah. No. Yeah, I told everybody. I was like, right when he got hurt again. You remember he got the concussion first. Mm-hmm. That was the wake up. That was the welcome to the league. You should have slid. Then he didn't. Yeah, you know that was the welcome. Am I lying? That's the welcome. They like, bro, slide. You just got a simple concussion. Then you didn't slide again and hurt your arm. Like, come on, bro.
And then you asking me about the rest of that offense? Yeah, like, yeah, Alec Pierce and it.
Alec Pierce kind of – he's smooth.
Nah.
He's smooth, bro.
Nah.
And you know who nasty, though? Who's going to be nasty next year? Downs.
Oh yeah,
Downs, yeah, right, Downs gonna be Downs, nasty, bro. He's sneaky. I was like,
forgot about Josh Downs. Okay,
he look, he's sneaky. I'm like, all right, okay. We drafted somebody. Okay,
bro. You know why? I could never take him seriously because his name.
I know. Like, yeah, I know. It's weird. It's like, when I see he got like name, a quarterback I'm like, name.
I'm like, yeah, not even weak.
Hey, we all good. You not picking him up. Hey, look, you not picking him up.
You're not picking him up. At
all. I mean, if you on school, you're not picking up Joshua Downs, bro.
All right, so Josh Downs, Tank Dell, we can call that a wash. And then what?
Pittman. Like,
no, I said Pippen and Nico is a wash.
Yeah.
We'll call, and then Tank Dell and Doc.
And then all Downs. We got Alec. And then our.
Okay, but Alec, but no, who they got? Noah Brown. I think Noah Brown
nasty.
Better than Alec Pierce. A little, they got, not that much better.
They drafted real well, bro. Like,
no, they traded. They picked him up in offseason.
I'm talking about in terms of Tank Dell and Nico. Like,
yeah, Nick. Yeah,
that they drafted real well. Like, to
oh, and the
him.
Tight end. They got and the tight end. That's Texans. So they got a little bit better offense.
Moale Cox, no.
Dalton Schultz.
Moale.
It's not Moale Cox. No. No more Ali Cox, nothing. Nah, fool.
That boy throw it up. Hey, you really throw it up. That boy Gardner Minshew really threw it to that nigga, bro. Triple cover. I'm still mad about it. Why? Like, triple cover. He said, throw it up. You didn't even throw it up for real. Like, you supposed to throw that shit at the goalpost. If he wants you to throw it up, shit, I'm throwing it at the goalpost or something, shit. Man, they don't know how to play schoolyard, man. But fuck, yeah, fuck all that. Enough talking about my division. But Tennessee last, though, right?
Technically,
you just put them last.
No, I was just trying to remember. They last, but I think that's a
competitive division. They sneaky, though. I said our division is getting better. That's why.
When I caught that division, like the weakest division a couple years ago, right? That was the sorriest, and it was true. It was true. Like, what?
You said we had no quarterbacks.
Bro, remember, y'all didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it was before Trevor Lawrence, and before Trevor Lawrence, who was the Tennessee quarterback? Exactly. We don't even remember.
Ryan Tannehill,
my bad. But he was bad. He was not good. And then Houston, they was going through the whole Deshaun Watson debacle. So, can't even bank on that. And then the Colts, oh, my God. Phillip Rivers and what's his face? And Carson Wentz. Oh, my God.
Don't even name Mark Harris.
My bad.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
So Matt Ryan. No. You forgot about him. Matt Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah. Matty Ice. Gardner Minshew. Now, like, we have not. Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Let me put this back out there in the universe. Y'all remember that year we had a conference championship game? One of them was Case Keenum versus Nick Foles, and the other one was Tom Brady versus Gardner Minshew. Yeah, I know y'all remember that. Don't let that go.
Simpler times.
Don't let that go. Nasty work. And side note, I ain't gonna, bro, whatever the 49ers doing in the offseason, I do not care. Now, I did say this. We should have traded Eric Armstead, but I'm cool releasing him. I don't want him. I've not wanted him since y'all traded DeForest Buckner. That was a mistake. But anyway.
You know what? I can vouch for you on that. You wanted Defoe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I want us to trade Deebo Samuel. I want us to trade him.
Okay.
We don't need him anymore.
That's a shocker.
We don't need him anymore. We don't, though. Not only is he injury prone, we got McCaffrey, we got Elijah Mitchell. Kittle is older now. So now we got, basically, we're going to have to change the offense a little, or not change it. We're going to have to get new pieces in this offense in the next few seasons.
I mean, that boy Deebo do a lot, though.
No, bro. We don't need him. Ayuk does enough. Ayuk is a better route runner and a better receiver.
Ayuk ain't getting in the backfield, though.
We don't need a receiver in the backfield if we got CMC and Elijah Mitchell. Like, we don't need Deebo in the backfield.
We don't need Deebo in them end arounds.
We don't. We just don't. To be an effective football team, we don't, bro. We already proved that. CMC, like, bro, if you look at I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Deebo Samuel's rush attempts, way down since CMC joined the team. Way, because CMC has been that effective behind our unit, our offensive line, and been that efficient.
To be honest, Deebo wasn't even supposed to be back there like that. Like,
but let me tell you, bro. Let me tell you why we really don't.
But it was effective though. I ain't gonna lie.
Juwan Jennings, before this last season where he was showing y'all he was a dog, all the 49ers fans already knew that. We already knew Juwan Jennings was a dog. He just wasn't getting no PT behind Deebo and Ayuk. But I'm surprised they put a dude that big at the number three in the slot, because he was cooking. He was cooking in the slot, like when he was able to get the ball. Like, he was cooking them dudes. So I believe that Ayuk on the outside, Juwan on the outside against number two corners, not number ones, but number two corners. And you can bring in, bro, receivers are a dime a dozen. Like, you can bring in another guy in the slot because we still got Kittle. I just don't think that we need to be paying Deebo all this money when we got Ayuk coming up. We just re-signed Juwan Jennings.
So what would you want for Deebo?
Some draft capital, after
seeing what other people are going for, what would you think? A third? A second?
How old is Deebo?
28 years old. Born in 96.
Oh, yeah, 28. Only 1 year with 1,000+ yards receiving. Like, don't get me wrong, I know he's running the ball, but
I was about to say,
but yeah, okay. For Debo, I think a team would come off
a third.
But I believe, though, a team would come off a second-round pick for Debo, which is crazy. But I don't get me wrong, I don't see it like a likely scenario, but I think a team would, because we see some of these outlandish trades, and we find out that Brian Burns was supposed to be gone for some first-round picks.
It's some fast-ass receivers coming in that draft, man.
Okay, if it was this class this year, okay. I mean,
I'm honestly confused by some of these trades. Like, I'm genuinely confused because you could get not the quarterback. I mean, even the quarterback thing a little bit, because I know it's going to be quarterbacks there, which is why I'm also not surprised why some teams now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not surprised that some teams did not trade for Field. They probably don't want to trade. They probably want to go and draft one of these other guys. Shoot. But some of these quarterbacks that's coming in the league, that's coming in the draft right now, is older than Fields.
Okay. You know what?
And Bo Nix, they're older.
All right, let me ask you a question about Debo real quick. Debo, I'm gonna say what I would want for him is 2 seconds. What I think we could get for him is
second and a third.
I was gonna say a second and a fourth at the most, but I think like maybe a couple thirds or a third and 2/4. I think we can get that.
I will. That last one sounds real realistic.
Yeah, a third and 2/4. Right.
Especially with you have to take on his contract too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So, I'm already like, you know. Yep. That's kind of like.
Or maybe a second and a fourth, like you said. Like, or you said
that's what third, I said. Second and a third. So yeah, but second and a fourth sounds more realistic though.
Yeah.
That third round, even if it was. A third and a fourth sounds realistic, actually.
I was going to say a late second-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick next year, because we're not being specific. But if you give me a pick this year that's late in the second round and a fourth-round pick next year, then I think that's realistic, too. Like I would, you know.
All right, if I'm giving you the dates on it, I will give you a third this year and a second next year. No, I will give you a second.
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That. Yeah, I'll give you a third this year and a second next year.
I would invest in that. Okay. And I think that's wishful thinking, honestly, because that means you are investing in Debo Samuel for the next, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. But it will have to be a team that would feel like they need that number one-ish.
Or it would maybe
wear a horseshoe, you know? We never had a fucking number one. Sign Michael Pitt.
Okay, Debo Samuel not a true number one though.
I mean that'd be 2 1-8-1-Bs. Fuck it.
No, that'd be two twos, and it's a 2A and a 2B situation going on, and one of them just got it went out. And
it's gonna be Pittman. It's gonna be Pittman.
But
all right. I was just trying to steer him to my team, but. A team realistically that can use him real good is the Chiefs. But I know y'all wouldn't do business with them.
I got a lot of teams that Debo could go to. But you know what? Last thing we can talk about real quick, because we did start with talking about Fields, but we didn't talk about the last conversation we had when we talked about what we thought the Bears should do with the first overall pick. So now
we have Fields.
What do you think the Bears are gonna do, and then what do you think they should do?
Man, come on.
You okay? So let me answer the question then. I'm gonna say this, then.
Bro, you know what they gonna do, bro.
I don't think Caleb Williams. I don't think. I just don't think.
Bro, it's him, bro.
What you mean, bro? You can get so much for that pick, and you can move back a spot or two,
including
Drake May or Jaden Daniels. I just don't think, bro.
Jaden McDaniels is leaving. At least, what's the top three picks? Let me see. What's the top three picks?
It's him, bro. It's him. Is Caleb, Jaden, May? No,
I'm saying who has the top three picks?
Just said the team: Bears, Commanders, Patriots, Cardinals, Chargers.
Cardinals ain't signing no quarterback.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's what I'm,
Chargers aren't signing.
But if the Commanders, if the Commanders really wanted, like, if the
Commanders, who did they just sign at quarterback?
Marcus Mariota.
They're getting a quarterback.
I'm saying though, like, what if the Patriots wanted Caleb Williams, bro? That's what I'm, I would tax the Patriots to move up to get Caleb Williams, and I would take the third best quarterback off the board and keep building around my young quarterback. I just traded for Keenan Allen and got DJ Moore, and I got DeAndre Swift. I need to keep building this core. Like, I don't know. To me, it's about acquiring more draft capital, and you traded Justin Fields for six. You just traded Justin Fields for a sixth round pick. That's probably going to be a sixth round pick if Russell Wilson stays healthy this year. So. And you got the ninth overall pick. If you needed to move back up, which I doubt that you would, you could. So it's like, bro, and it's quarterbacks in this draft that you could build. There are quarterbacks in this draft that if you draft them and they enter a regime with the talent around them, you can immediately evaluate if they're the guy or not. And you have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet.
It's a lot of quarterbacks, bro.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. Like, if you plug them into the Bears right now, you could find out if they are.
I'm not plugging J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix.
I'm just saying. Okay. Fine. Drake May, Jaden Daniels. You plug them into the Bears.
Plugging Phoenix before.
I forgot about Michael. But okay. Michael Penix or Jaden Daniels in the Bears offense right now, I think is cold.
Drake May is nasty too.
Drake May will be cold too because he gave me like a Josh Allen vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like strong arm, big, you know, commode. Like
he gave me Washington Commander. He gave me like Washington. That's what they wanted. Like with the Sam, you remember they had Carson. They tried Sam.
I think they want Caleb.
I think they do too.
I think they really want Caleb, and they're gonna have to settle for Jaden. And they brought in Marcus Mariota because he a mobile quarterback type. But they both like Jaden, a mobile quarterback, you know, a rushing quarterback.
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. You know I'm an LSU fan, bro. Jaden was stat patting, bro. He not it. He got potential.
That's even more reason to move back to three then to get Drake May. I just don't think that.
No, I feel like Drake might be the second quarterback on some sneaky shit, bro. I'm noticing that on a lot of people boards because remember I told you I had to look at his tape. He played for the Tar Heels or something like that. Like I'm not gonna look at that. Like he played for some blue team. Shit. I don't know what team.
You know what? I think teams should exercise at least teams who are flipping picks should exercise a philosophy to always have an extra first round pick in the next draft. So you take this first round pick and you go get another like bro, I'm telling you, you already have the ninth overall pick, so you could still possibly get a quarterback there. You take this pick.
It's a lot of quarterbacks, bro. You're gonna get one.
You take the first overall pick, you get another first round pick, maybe a second first round pick. So maybe you get two first round picks.
We swap our picks next year. Right?
I'm just saying.
If they take our pick this year, do we swap or are you actually taking my pick? Because you remember that that one year where the Eagles like got all those picks or something or traded all those picks, they actually took their pick. And then just traded all the future first. You remember?
Yeah, I remember that. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so like, okay, for example, the Vikings, they pick 11th and 23rd. If they wanted to move up to one, I'm going to need both them first round picks, next year's first, and some more, like maybe a couple seconds. You know, if you want to move up to get Caleb, because your team ready to win now too. Your team ready to win if you go get Caleb Williams.
Hey, if the Vikings get Caleb, that's nasty.
That's what I'm saying. So you – and if you're willing to make that – and you, bro, come on, bro. If you're the Vikings, you're in a position to do it right now. Like 11, 23, another first. Okay, 2 seconds, maybe a couple fourths. You need a player too? Okay, we probably throw in a player not named Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Justin Jefferson. Like easy. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I think the Bears should be on the phone with the Vikings right now.
But that's the thing, though. You just said, look at what you just said. The Bears should be on the phone with who?
The Vikings was on the phone with the Bears. The Lions was on the phone with the Bears.
The price is right, I guess. You know?
If the price is right, exactly. At the end of the day, you could get all that draft capital from the Vikings. Like, you could strip them of draft capital. And all they'll have is Caleb Williams, TJ Hockenson, Justin Jefferson.
But can you imagine trading them a Patrick Mahomes? Not saying that Caleb Williams is going to be a Patrick Mahomes, but
can you imagine
trading him somebody that's going to fuck over your division for the next, 10 to 15 years?
Allegedly. And if you take all that draft capital and you build your defense to stop him, which I think you could, because at the end of the day, they can't pay Jefferson, Hockenson, and Addison. One of them guys is not going to be able to be on that team in a couple years. So that's why I think that you can counter if you also look at talking about Mahomes is AFC West, bro, every team in the AFC West has poorly handled how to navigate Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Seriously, the teams outside of the AFC West do a better job of holding their own against the Chiefs than the actual teams in that division. The Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals.
I love, like, for real. Hey, I know you're not gonna say my team, but you can look it up.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
I love playing them.
That's just the argument that I'm making. Y'all have a lot of, like, not y'all, but I'm just saying in general, there's a lot of hope for Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers right now, bro. They stripping the team down right now.
I do not understand that. You hired this man. He just came. That's why you should stay. You should have stayed in college. You hired this man, and now you're gonna make him. He gonna look bad because you stripping this team. Like,
and the Raiders was never serious about competing with Mahomes because they signed Garoppolo. So and then they didn't know who their quarterback was the year before that.
I'm so mad that my pops cannot hear this shit because he'd be arguing me down about the Raiders, bro. Like, he like they coming next year. We switched the head coach. We got a different coaching change. What
fantasy do you live in?
They really lost. The Raider fans is lost.
The Raiders need way more than just a quarterback.
Odell. I'm like, yeah, Odell. Only Odell we know is Beckham. We don't know his name. He said that they did not need a quarterback after they got that man. I was like, I'm like, y'all lost, man. Y'all is lost.
It's sad. It's sad because the Broncos for last 5 years had the defense to keep up with Mahomes. They never had a quarterback. And then the Chargers had the offense to keep up with Mahomes, and the defense couldn't hold up. Come on now. We watching the games every year. The Chargers putting up 40-some points against the Chiefs, putting up 40-plus, too.
It only got worse as the years went by because the nigga Mahomes learned, he learned. He like, the Broncos, they going to play like that. So he started playing like that. Real easy. They not going to really let me score. But I'm going to take whatever they're going to give me. But they ain't going to score.
That's why I don't see the NFC North being – I don't think the NFC North is anything like the AFC West. I think all those teams have a little bit more pride in what they've got going on. Like, the Packers, bro, you talking about, Lloyd's going to come in and beat the Mahomes. Like, not you, Sam, but I'm just saying could beat the Mahomes in that division. But Jordan Love ain't going nowhere, bro. He not.
Jordan Love is that man, man.
Man? We all vibing with Jordan Love right now. So
Jordan Love is that guy. I'm not going to even lie. He did that shit, man.
I was about to say, I don't want to put too much stock into this because I do believe the Lions would be better off getting a better quarterback. But Hendon Hooker was on that roster last year because he was hurt. And Hendon Hooker was on that roster. And if he if he gets to keep developing behind Jared Goff, now, don't get me wrong, Jared Goff is not the best quarterback, but if they want to give a young quarterback a shot and Jared does get hurt this year, let's look out for Hendon Hooker because he was a forgotten name last year. So I just don't think that – like, it's hard to evaluate quarterbacks coming out the draft. Like,
hey, that boy Goff is not getting hurt. Detroit line is crazy. I mean,
yeah, I'm not saying I want him to get hurt. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's another thing too. It's like the division is pretty loaded already. I just don't see the Bears are the worst team in that division. They need this draft capital. That's my whole point. They need
Hey, but you know what's crazy? That's actually saying something. The Bears are the worst team in that division.
On top of that, let's be real.
No, bro. I think the Vikings are.
No.
Right now, currently.
But the Bears, along with the Packers, have a very storied history, storied franchise. So at least y'all can try to get back to that. So what if the Vikings win a Super Bowl? Maybe. Or get to a Super Bowl with Caleb Williams. That's like how often, bro, the Vikings are never talked about. They're going to do it and go back into irrelevancy. Y'all, the Chicago Bears. Like, this is the Windy City, bro. Chi-Town, fool.
But I'm saying, unless if he go on a Patrick Mahomes type run, you know?
Okay.
Nobody was going to talk about Kansas City if Mahomes just won that one ring. He keep winning now, you know? Like, now it's like...
I just think that's a special circumstance, bro. I think Andy Reid... Think about it. It's a really special circumstance. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill for the first few seasons. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill was unguardable. No way you could guard Tyreek Hill. And Patrick Mahomes...
One-on-one.
And Patrick Mahomes had the strongest arm in the league aside from Josh Allen.
No way he was guarding Travis Kelce either, one-on-one.
So two unguardable receivers and a strong arm with a top two play caller in the league, you better win. And so they did.
With no run game, though.
For the Tyreek.
You can't name their running backs.
I mean, at the time it was at first it was Kareem left.
Mm-hmm.
He got in trouble and he had to leave. That's what happened. He was on that team. He got in trouble and they cut him.
Kareem Hunt was on that team.
And he got in trouble. They cut him.
You right.
And then that's when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then after that they brought in
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I did. But they brought in Jared McKinnon and somebody else, so I forget his name.
They brought in a lot of veterans, bro.
Yeah, but Kareem Hunt was supposed to be the guy for them. And then
I'm trying to think of the veteran now. Yeah, I forgot his name too.
I forgot.
I wanted to say AP, but I don't think it was AP.
But I just don't think it's Donald. Damn, Jordan, you're right though. If you do go to the Vikings, that is set up for a long term of success. That is. But I don't think the Vikings are bringing in the kind of revenue the Chiefs are, so I don't think they can be able to sign those guys. But Mahomes on a friendly deal, and he keep restructuring the deal. That's another thing too, is these circumstances. Like, Mahomes is restructuring his deal so they can keep these guys doing this thing. And then, like, I don't think Kevin O'Connell and them, and I don't think they're building a dynasty in Minnesota. I just don't. Like, Justin Jefferson, if he don't get that contract extended.
I'm gonna tell you now, if they do not make a move this year, Justin Jefferson is not one that, like, just chill there. Like,
but Jefferson,
you can tell that.
Okay, but even if they do pay Jefferson, they can't in the next few seasons, they can't pay Hawkinson and Addison and Jefferson top of the market money. And so I think to come back
Addison is in year what, three?
Two. I think to come back for full circle, I think it will be imperative for the Vikings to move up into the top five or top three. I think it behooves them to move into the top three. And you need to pay whatever price you need to pay to get up there to get one of these quarterbacks. You need to secure your future. And shoot, all right, but not the Bears. Let's get in contact with the Patriots, because we know that I don't think the Commanders are coming off number two. I just don't. I think they've been in quarterback purgatory for too long. So I think the Patriots are the next viable bet to move down from three. And I think you can invest two. And I think Jerod Mayo and them boys would take that. I think they take two first-round picks and some more for the third overall pick. And you can probably get Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels not it. So, you know, that would be
hard. You know what? I'm not going to say he's not it, but I know he was stepping a little bit at the end, you know? But I feel like he like the top three quarterback. Top three quarterback off the board.
Well, this is it for the Vikings right here. I know I'm switching from the Bears. So this is it for the Vikings, though. They don't get a quarterback of Jefferson's liking. You're right. He's gone. And they'll have to – which, I mean, listen, you already know me. I like to flip. I think they could trade Justin Jefferson. You got Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson. I think you could trade Justin Jefferson. I get it. Like, I just don't think – I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just don't think he all that. I just don't. The stats prove otherwise. PFF grades, all that though. Separation.
I'm like, bro. If you look at the tape,
he's top five in everything.
If you look at the tape, bro.
Even the tape, yeah. I got that too. But I just don't.
Nasty, bro.
I just don't think that he's worth keeping two first round pick receivers on the team. Like I just don't like. Oh, you got to pay him. Draft a quarterback and then worry about Addison later or worry about re-signing TJ when you could bring in a rookie quarterback and flip Justin Jefferson for so much draft capital. Oh my goodness. I want to say flip him for draft capital, but whatever team trades for him would have to sign him. So I'm just of the mindset. You already brought in a young first round pick receiver who showed some promise. I think you can get rid of Jefferson. I just don't think you need to dominate a wide receiver to win, like which the Chiefs proved. And the Niners don't have a dominant wide receiver on their team, and we were in the Super Bowl. And even the Lions. The Lions do not have a dominant number one wide receiver. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a slot receiver. So they were in the conference championship. So the Ravens don't have a dominant number one wide receiver. They were in the conference championship. So I don't see the true, unless you're Mike Evans, I don't see the true value in it. Like, unless you're Mike Evans, Jamar Chase, and I know I'm missing some guys here. I don't see it. Like, I don't see the value in keeping you on my team if it's going to strain me. Like, I just don't think you're changing the game for us. If I got TJ, Aaron Jones, and Jordan Addison, if I can get a couple first-round picks for you and draft another receiver, when I know receiver,
I ain't going to lie, CeeDee Lamb up there.
Say that again?
CeeDee Lamb up there.
And what?
In terms of
game changer. Okay. Game changer. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'll give you CD. Gosh.
AJ Brown up there.
Oh, AJ Brown. Okay. Yep. Okay. Give you that. I knew I was missing a few. I was just going on this little rant because like I just think that I don't want the Vikings to be taught. I just don't want them to be held hostage by Justin Jefferson's contract. I just don't. Especially when you just drafted don't draft another receiver in the first round if you're going to be held hostage by Justin Jefferson and you don't have your quarterback in place. Like, why even bring in T.J. Hockenson? Seriously. I think the Vikings were trying to do too much last year. They're trying to do too much. Well, we knew y'all wasn't going to win nothing with Kirk Cousins. We knew that. I don't know how y'all didn't know that. So, anyway, I don't know. I don't think if the Vikings were serious about winning, they trade up for the first pick, or for a top three pick. But that's just me. Or Jefferson would be off.
If you see the draft order, they don't really need to trade up that far.
They don't. But, I mean, if you want one of the top prospects to lock in a quarterback for the future, yeah, you do. But
yeah, that's true. I mean, what you got? Caleb Williams, you got Drake, you got Jaden.
Or do you want to wait for Michael to fall?
Michael. Yeah, you got Mike. You got what's the other guy? Oh, JJ.
That's you not that high on.
I'm not that high on him because he said
All I have to do is hand the ball off.
Like, you know, like, so you say you're not a good quarterback or what? Like, what are you? You didn't see his little interview? He like, oh, all I did was hand the ball off, and I won the championship. I'm like, what? Man. Draft stock down. Yeah, bro. That's how I go. A lot of people not high on Caleb Williams because he said, "Oh, I don't have to do the combine. I'm Caleb Williams." They know they can look at the film. But I mean, a lot of people got to understand, like, sometimes your draft capital go down from that, or it could, you know, it's gonna stay. It can either stay the same. With him, I feel like it's gonna stay the same, but his likability, you know,
right?
Like, it's kind of like the likability thing. Like, they don't really know him, so that's probably just how he is. He cocky, like.
I know it's the draft.
It's football. I don't understand where people started thinking, like, with football, you got to be, you know, proper. Like, you got to answer every question. We button heads.